the roles you played before, as I mentioned that there is always this complexity,
a
theme or complexity, and I really, you know, even after I see the movie, I sometimes think about, you know, why this character did such a thing, or it's not something that it ends after the movie.
Oh, I'm
but
glad.
I think about it, and yeah, it sometimes, you know, lasts for a few days.
I'm glad. I mean, that's to me, that's what interests me about this job. And it's also what I love about my visits to the cinema and to the theatre, mm-hmm. is when you come away and you feel that the piece that you've seen has provoked a question in your head,
right.
that you can't always figure out. Mm. And so, I mean, I often feel the same when I've finished performing a role. You don't always know exactly what it is until you see it. Because also a director can see something different and choose to portray something different.
Mm-hmm. So for you, movie making is continuity after even
very much so. It's a journey, a process.
Mm. That's
it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the experience you have while you're making it. I mean, that's the experience you live with, your memory of filming. But at the end, the journey isn't finished until the film is complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes finite, and then it is, you know. Mm. But in a way, no, you know, like you just said, there's a finite, there's a finished product, but the ideas it provokes continue and continue and continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's beautiful, really.
Mm. And because you played versatile characters many different ways, I wonder how you connect with them, or you know, if you think that this character is not me, then how do you do it? I mean, do you read books, or do you, you know, observe ordinary people, or how do you get inspiration?
It's a mixture, and never one thing. You know, it's a journey of what is on the page, what is described on the page, and what that makes your imagination create. What is this person thinking? What do they look like? What do they feel like? What do they sound like? You also have to make some kind of journey towards what the director wants. Because you may read it and think you know this character, and the director says, no, I want it to be like this. And you, wow, okay. And you then have to move towards that. And then it's a case of accumulating knowledge that you maybe don't have. And you mix the knowledge that you accumulate, whether it's through books, other films, watching people, watching animals, watching other performances, listening to music, changing your body, either losing weight, putting on muscle, changing your hair, changing your voice, learning a new skill, whether it's how to hold a knife, or play an instrument, or drive a car, or to write, or to paint. But then also, you have to mix that with something in you, which is something you read, and you think, you know, I know that feeling, sometimes, or I know that feeling all the time, or I know that feeling a little bit, but I've never been there before and I would like to understand it. And then you have to take that inner feeling, which makes it you know, and it makes it true, and you have to mix that in.
That's very interesting.
But that process is always different, and
depending
how you put it together, and depending on what the part is, depending on who you're working with.
Mm.